Long-serving Citibank Vice President William Rhodes says this is the deepest global recession since World War II. The Institute, of which Rhodes is also the vice chairman, predicts a shrinking of 1.1% this year. That's a sharp reduction from the 2% growth of 2008 and the 3.5% advance of 2007. Economists often say that since global growth includes fast-growing developing economies as well as the richer mature economies, overall growth of less than 3% is equivalent to a recession. Phil Suttle is the Institute's chief economist and principal author of the forecast.
The global growth backdrop that we are looking at over the next 12 to 18 months is a very, very difficult one.
Only a month ago, Suttle and his team were predicting a more modest 2009 shrinkage of less than 0.5%. The Institute says that the three biggest economies, the United States, the 15-nation Eurozone, and Japan, will collectively shrink by 2.1% this year, nearly twice the decline that was predicted only a month ago. China, in recent years the world's fastest-growing economy, is projected to see its growth decelerate to a more subdued pace of 6.5%. Suttle says the most vulnerable region is emerging Europe, Russia, and the post-communist economies of Eastern Europe. Of these, Suttle says he worries most about Ukraine, whose economy is expected to contract by 12% this year.
Ukraine is in severe difficulty. We know that. You know, it's visible every day almost on the news with its dispute with Gazprom. But its economy is reeling and its financial sector is in deep difficulty. The IMF program is in place, but we're not sure it's going to work.
The International Monetary Fund recently committed over $16 billion to Ukraine. The Institute says that because of the 17-month-old financial crisis and sharp contracting of bank lending, capital flows to developing countries will slow to $165 billion this year. That's down from $466 billion in 2008 and $929 billion in 2007. Developing countries rely on foreign investment and official flows from governments for investment and job creation. The credit squeeze that began in the United States in 2007 has evolved into the financial crisis of 2008 and now the economic crisis of 2009. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.